Proposition 19 did not pass, but its presence on the California ballot is a remarkable indicator of the way that public attitudes on the issue have changed since the state first approved medical marijuana back in 1996. Proposition 215 passed with more than 55% of the vote then, and over the past decade it has fostered the rise of what Bay Area journalist John Gagliardi calls the medical marijuana industry.
I call it an industry because it has all the usual attendant elements of an industry. There's attorneys, there's PR people, now there's five unions, there's elected officials, and there's a great deal of money, and there's jobs, etc.
As Gagliardi documents in his newly published book, Cannabiz, most of that has emerged in the past 5 or 6 years, as it wasn't until 2004 that the state legislature acted to adopt the aptly titled SB 420 to clarify some of the procedural questions not addressed by the groundbreaking initiative.
If you look at the text of Proposition 215, it's very sparse. It's really just a one-page document that says people who have almost any type of illness can purchase marijuana. But there's nothing else about where. There's nothing else about regulations for dispensaries. There's nothing about growing. There's nothing about transportation. So all these things had to be hashed out.
Still, it was left largely to local jurisdictions to set their own policies governing the location and operation of medical marijuana dispensaries, something that happened more readily in such liberal communities as Berkeley and San Francisco. Those models, along with a series of court cases challenging some of the more restrictive measures elsewhere, guided cities throughout the state in drafting their own rules. But Gagliardi says the rapid growth and emerging sophistication of medical marijuana advocates and entrepreneurs also played a big part.
The medical marijuana industry has become very powerful mostly through opposition. As dispensaries have opened up throughout the state, there's been opposition. People who grow for dispensaries have been challenged in court. There's been these battles in courtrooms and city council chambers, and as a result, the industry is in fighting shape. They've won some pretty remarkable court cases. They know how to negotiate with city councils. They know how to gain the confidence of communities now. They've become very efficient at it.
While the rise of the industry has brought with it jobs and economic clout, the proliferation of medical marijuana has also boosted demand and wrought changes in how it is being grown.
With the technological advances, you can grow anywhere there's electricity and water. So a lot of the growing industry is moving indoors, and the traditional outdoor growers have been taking a hit. The value of marijuana has gone down, and the value of outdoor marijuana has gone down even more because indoor-grown marijuana is much stronger. There's a lot of tension between outdoor growers and indoor growers based on a number of different things. But one of them is the environmental cost of growing indoors. It takes a great deal of energy. There's more chemicals used, that sort of thing.
All this was a big part of the backstory behind Proposition 19 and indicates why it was voted down in the North Coast's famed marijuana-growing counties. It's also why Gagliardi feels confident the issue will soon be back on our ballots.
There's a lot of people within the industry who felt it would have been more successful in 2012. But if this is just testing the landscape, I think it's done a pretty remarkable job. In 2012, if it comes back, or 2014, people will just be that much more comfortable with the idea.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.